It's time for our weekly segment with Grayson Grundhaver of Sikkim365.com.
All right, we're live at Bulldog Stadium in Coppers Cove, the midway game tonight, along with the others we have throughout all of our umbrella of stations and M&M broadcasters. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock, our pregame from right outside of Touchdown Alley across near the lagoon, across the pedestrian bridge at McLean Stadium. It's Texas Tech and Baylor. Grayson Grundhaver, Sikkim365.com, joins us. David Smoke with Paul Catalina. So, Grayson, they're 5-0. They have won in different ways. What, in your opinion, would you say is the personality of this football team?
I think it's kind of something that Coach Rule's been preaching since the moment he got to Baylor, and that is just a physical brand of football. And you're really seeing it on the defensive side of the ball. The physicality that they're playing with right now is something that I don't think Baylor fans have seen in a long time, maybe since that 2014-2015 defense. These guys are just really flying around to the football and hitting really hard, but also having the control to not, you know, miss tackles and, you know, go for the big hit too much. They're playing disciplined while also playing physical. And I think that's the mindset and that's the mold of this team. And when you play like that, it gives you a chance against anyone, honestly. And that's what they've done, and it's given them a great chance against all the teams they've played, as, you know, they've looked really good to start the year.
Grayson, do you think that we're seeing the real Jet Duffy now after last week?
No, I don't. You know, Jet Duffy is the kind of guy that's going to have performances like he had last week, but he's also going to have performances that just really kind of baffle you a little bit, and you go, you know, what kind of throw is that? Or why is he doing that? Why is he forcing something? And that's something that he's done throughout his career, and I don't think that just changes. He's got 12 appearances in his career. He's got 6 fumbles and 6 interceptions. So, you know, he's basically a turnover a game almost. And so that's definitely been an Achilles heel for him. He played great last week, don't get me wrong, but I also think that the Oklahoma State offense put their defense in really, really bad situations with those 5 turnovers, and Tech took advantage of it. And I will also say Duffy is a much different quarterback when he's at home than when he's on the road. So that's definitely something to look at as well. You know, he's a talented player, and he's always had a lot of talent, and there were huge expectations for him when he got to Texas Tech coming out of high school. But, you know, he still has flaws in his game, and he still tries to make, you know, the superhuman plays too often, and it gets him in trouble. And I don't think you just change that overnight. It's who he is, and Tech's going to roll with that. And he's going to have big performances, but then he's also going to have, you know, really bad performances as well.
Well, then how important then it is that you put some pressure on him early? Of course, that's important no matter who you're playing, even if it was a true freshman quarterback with no experience, to maybe get him at least a turnover or a pick early, or pressure him into a strip sack early. How would that be even more important because of the personality of the player?
Yeah, you're exactly right, and it's kind of, it's going to come to a head this weekend because Texas Tech is the best in the Big 12 at not giving up those havoc plays, the sacks and the tackles for loss. Their offensive line has been great about that. They keep their quarterback upright. They also, their game plan and their strategies to get the ball out quickly, so they kind of limit those opportunities. But on the flip side, Baylor is number one in the Big 12 at creating those havoc plays. So one of the sides is going to, you know, kind of take over this game. And obviously, if Baylor is able to lean it more towards the team that is creating the havoc, then Tech is going to be in a lot of trouble. If that offensive line doesn't hold up for Duffy, I think this game could get very ugly. But I also don't expect the Tech offensive line to give up too many of those type plays. But, you know, Baylor's going to try. They're going to try to bring the heat a little bit, and they're also going to try to show Jet Duffy different schemes in their coverage by dropping 8 and trying to make him, you know, dink and dunk all the way down the field and see if Duffy will be able to show that patience, which he really hasn't shown throughout his career.
Okay, Grayson, you're a bit of a historian, and sometimes you like to debate me on these things, so I'm going to throw out something, and you might agree with me. I hope you do, because if you don't, you're wrong. But I think that James Lynch, in the 15 years I've been covering this team, is the best defensive player that they've had in that time.
Okay. I think that you are, I'm not going to say that you're wrong. I think James Lynch is phenomenal, and he's up there. for sure. I will also say that, you know, 2017, it was kind of just about, you know, they were so bad that it was just kind of about, you know, creating stats and stuff. And so it was just one-on-one opportunity. So I feel like it wasn't really to go along with the team concept. I think this year and last year, we're really seeing the James Lynch that, you know, it's a part of a total defense. And that's what you want to see, because you go back and look at some of the guys that Baylor has had. And, you know, I got to tell you, during their run, that duo of Bryce Hager and Eddie Lackey, I mean, those guys could absolutely get after. And I also want to say, don't forget about Clay Johnston, because he has been, I mean, we're finally starting to see the healthy and explosive Clay Johnston that they were, you know, that the previous staff recruited out of high school. He looks phenomenal as well. So I don't think you're wrong, but Baylor has had some other guys in there that I think are close. But, yeah, I mean, James Lynch is about to break, you know, Baylor's sack record in 2.5 seasons. So, yeah, very impressive what he's doing.
I'll call Lackey on the phone right now and tell him right in his ear. But he was a really good one.
Yeah.
He was. Yeah, he was very athletic at linebacker, probably the most athletic linebacker they've had at Baylor in a long time, so fast from side to side.
You know, one thing I noticed about the defensive line, you mentioned the sack record, but it's also it's also putting pressure on the quarterback by also breaking the pocket down, maybe not getting a sack, but making him throw a little bit early or off balance, or, you know, maybe not be able to have time to run through his reads. And yes, on occasion Purdy or whoever is going to get it loose and make some plays, but it seems as if with Roy and Lynch and Lockhart, they're not just coming from the backside and getting sacks. I mean, they're putting pressure up in the middle. Quarterbacks will tell you, unless it's the blindside sack and you're a right-handed guy and, you know, that causes a lot of disruptive, maybe a fumble, touchdown, return, but it's the pressure in front of them that gets a little bit to them. And I thought that what Bravion Roy or Gabe Hall are doing, even if it doesn't lead to a sack, can be just as bad if you're on offense.
For sure, and I will also tell you that, you know, the fact that they're creating that push and they're hitting, you know, two or three guys, I mean, something you're seeing from this Baylor defense is, yeah, those guys are pushing that pile up and the quarterback's having to step up. And I have seen it multiple times. These Baylor linebackers are having free shots at the quarterback. I mean, when that quarterback steps up, I mean, it's one-on-one with a linebacker, and the Baylor linebackers have done a great job at creating pressure, also making those tackles on the quarterback in the open field. They did it great with Frank Harris, even with Brock Purdy, and Skylar Thompson as well last weekend. I mean, they've done an awesome job too. And yeah, you're exactly right. When you have those three guys commanding the presence of those five offensive linemen, I mean, it makes the linebacker's job so much easier. And it's been impressive to watch this shift in their defense. And those three guys in particular up front have been absolutely tremendous.
Grayson Grunhafer with us, Sikkim 365. He and Craig have a podcast that they put up on the website. They do it every, usually on Tuesdays, and it's very lengthy and well over an hour and sometimes near two on everything Baylor, the mailbag, and all the things that people want to know as well. What is the significance, other than the obvious, of becoming, if they can win tomorrow, bowl eligible with still half of the season to go?
Very significant. I mean, look at where this program was in 2017. I mean, we all saw it. I mean, the low. And for them to make a bowl last year and then make a bowl without even, you know, midway through the season, no losses and being bowl eligible, I feel like that's just a tremendous relief. But I also think, you know, we heard something interesting this week when we were at media times, and these players are not even worried about, you know, making a bowl or, you know, going undefeated. They're worried about winning the next game. And I think they have big goals this season. And so making a bowl game, I don't think is, you know, on the top list of their priorities. I think this team really believes they're going to compete in the Big 12. And I just love the mindset of game by game, because, you know, you start overlooking teams and you can get caught up like Oklahoma State did last weekend and, you know, run into a wall. And so as long as Baylor can keep that mindset, I think it gives them the best shot at winning going forward. But, yeah, it's very significant from where the program was, you know, just a couple years ago.
Thank you, Grayson. Grayson Grunhafer with us on Fridays at 3:45 on Baylor, Sikkim365.com.